This program is brought to you by Salvation Ministries.
Hour of Salvation with David Ibiomie.
We'll be looking at faith for answered prayers. Faith for answered prayers. What is faith? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, verse 2, verse 6. It says, now faith is present tense. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Faith is evidential. Faith is substantial. You have not seen it, but you know it is real. You see, by faith, the elders obtain good report. So every good report is a product of faith. Is that true, sir? Everyone is a product of faith. Through faith, we understand, verse 3, that the worlds were framed by the word of God, that the things which are seen were made of things which do appear. So through faith, we understand that whatever we are seen in the physical realm, we are created by things that are not seen physically. Is that true? And verse 6 said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Faith is a spiritual force that commits God's integrity to make good his promise. Faith is a spiritual what? Force that commits God's integrity to make good his promise. What am I saying? If God has said anything to you and you have faith, you have committed his integrity that whatever he says, he will make it happen. I don't understand what God said here. It commits his integrity because he said, I am not a man that I should lie. So if God says anything and you have faith in what he has said, you have committed his integrity that he cannot lie. Glory to God. Faith is your access to all your inheritance in Christ. It guarantees you access to every inheritance you have in Christ. Faith is the bridge that connects you to your destination. Now, God has no problem confirming his word. He's only looking for who will trust him. God has no what? Problem confirming his word. He's only looking for who will trust him. So trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy. But trust and obey when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word.
What a glory he shares on our way. When we do his good will, he abides with us still. But all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Things to know about faith. Every child of God has faith. Every child of God has what? Romans 12 verse 3. It says, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Romans 12, 3b. Faith has only one source. And also grows through that source. Faith has only one source, and faith grows through that source. He said, faith now, faith coming by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Romans 10, verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So faith has only one source, which is the word of God. Faith has only one source, the word of God, and faith grows only through the word of God. Is that clear, sir? So without continuous intake of God's word, faith will not grow. Faith comes by the word, it also grows by the word. Faith comes by the word, you can't have faith without the word of God. And you cannot grow in faith without the word of God. Faith comes by the word of God, and faith grows by the word of God. Shout hallelujah. Now, we are talking about for somebody to have his prayers answered through faith. Is that true, sir? What is the prayer of faith? Because you're saying, I want to pray by faith for God to answer me. Is that clear, sir? So when a man fasts and he prays plus faith equals results. Fasting plus prayer plus faith equals miracles. The prayer of faith is making decrees or requests to God based on his word with deep conviction and settled assurance. As I said, the prayer of faith is making decrees or requests to God based on his word with deep conviction or and settled what? Assurance. Now, James 5 and verse 13 is any among you afflicted, let him what? Is any troubled, let him pray. That's how what affliction means. Is any trouble, let him what? So if you have trouble, what do you do? Pray. That's what God is saying. Is any what? Trouble, let him pray. Is any merry, let him what? Sing. Every day you're excited, you want to sing yourself, two of us. Hey, you have not told someone, I'm excited, do you sing for me? But when it comes to trouble, you want someone to pray for you. Say, is any trouble, let him pray. Let him not wait for somebody. Let him pray. Because when you're excited, you don't wait for somebody to do what? To sing for you. You sing yourself. Two of us. He said, is any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith. Take note of that word. And the prayer of what? So there's a prayer called prayer of faith. Not just prayer, take note. The prayer of faith. Not just prayer. Prayer of what? Faith. So there's a prayer that must produce results. It's called the prayer of faith. In the kingdom of God, it is not just prayer that makes things work. It is the prayer wrapped in faith that produces results. It is not just, oh, I prayed. No. Your prayer must be wrapped in faith for that prayer to produce. Does that make sense? It's not just getting up to make. No. You have to pray backed with what? Faith. Before that prayer can produce signs and wonders. So it's not, the, oh, I prayed. No. Your prayer must be with faith. If that prayer must what? Get results. Shout hallelujah. Now, how can I pray the prayer of faith? That's where I'm going. I want to pray now. How can I pray the prayer what? If I want to see results, I want to pray now. How can I pray the prayer of faith? I want to pray the prayer of faith. That means if my prayer must get results, I must follow the procedure to get results. Is that clear? It's not just enough. In the name of Jesus, I now know. You must pray in faith. You must pray what? Now, how can I pray in faith? The prayer of faith to get results. I mean, are flowing with me. I want to pray. I'm hearing that my prayer must be answered with faith. So how, what is the procedure? Well, there's a procedure. There's a process to get to any product. I want to get results. I want to get miracles. I want to get signs and wonders. How do I pray? What is the prayer of faith that will produce that signs and wonders? Am I communicating with you? How do I pray now to get results? How do I pray now with faith that I'm sure that if I follow that pattern, I must get results?
David Ibiomi will be right back.
That is it. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, because the entrance of this world will give you light, and this light will so shine that darkness can't come near you again. When your faith grabs it, that, hey, I don't belong to this place. If there's any economic crush, it is not for my own nation. I belong to a nation. I belong to a kingdom that does not have famine. God didn't see light before said light has come. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw light. So you don't see before you speak before you
join
see.
David Ibiomie on this expository series on faith for the miraculous to learn steps required for your faith to produce results and know your kingdom right as a child of God. You can get a copy of this series on DVD by calling any of these lines. 234-703-894-5714. 234-803-312-3743.
Come on, are you getting what I'm saying here? Now, how to pray the prayer of faith, number one. For instance, I have something I want to ask God for. Are you getting what I'm saying? I want to get breakthrough. I want to get deliverance. I want something to happen. And I want to get prayers to be answered. I want to pray the prayer of faith. Number one, locate appropriate scriptures in line with your request. Locate appropriate what? Scriptures in line with your request. Locate appropriate what? In line with your request. Why? God will not hear any prayer that is not in line with his word. So first and foremost, I have to locate a scripture. I have to locate what? That is, I have an expectation now. I want to pray. I have to look for a scripture that is relevant to what I want to ask God for. I don't understand where I'm coming from. If you pray according to his will, he heareth us. 1 John 5:14. Is that true, sir? So if I just pray anyhow, God will not hear me. So first and foremost, I have to locate the right scripture. In Hosea chapter 14, verse 2a, he said, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Hosea chapter 14 and verse 2a. He said, take with you what? Words and turn to the Lord. So I have to get God's word. I have to get what? And then I turn to God with the word. Is that clear? Because God's word is himself. Does that make sense? If we pray according to his word, he heareth us. Not according to your English. Now, are you getting what I'm saying now? That's why when you hear people speak phonetics, they speak all the good English. Nothing happens. Almighty God, who's made heaven and the earth. God said, I know I'm the one that made heaven and earth. What are you saying? You have not told me what is written. You are busy saying, hold, now hear us from your throne. He said, I know I'm on the throne. What are you saying? And at the end of the prayer, he said, through Jesus Christ, Our Lord God say, it is not through me, it is in my name. So the prayer looks very sweet and constructed with calculated English, no result. Because the prayer is not in line with his word. It's English you are speaking. Have you heard some people pray here? Oh God, the omnipotent, omniscient, omni everything. Thou who never sleeps nor slumber. When you move, the waters shake. They first of all grammatize and dramatize. God say, what are you saying? I want to pray, for instance, now I want to be very practical. This is a practical teaching. I am looking for a job, for instance, and I have no job. First thing I must do in the prayer of faith is to locate a scripture. For instance, I look at Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10. I'm not giving job now. It says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their twist. That is a scripture for a miracle job. So that is first I locate that one. So I've located what? An appropriate scripture for a miracle job. Does that make sense? Now, somebody wants to attack you, and God's word said, surely they shall gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. So that is a scripture. Does that make sense? Isaiah 8 verse 9. As you yourself shall be broken to pieces, speak to us and answer, for God is with us. Now, you look for the appropriate word. Scripture. Two of you are competing for a contract. And you are a believer. The other man is a sinner. And you look for the appropriate scripture. It says, make for my children first. Therefore, God, I am your own son. And the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. No sinner can get it before me. So therefore, I decree that that man goes down and I get this job. Based on the word of God. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So every time you want to pray prayer of faith, do what? Number two, it's not enough to locate the scripture. When you locate the scripture, meditate on the scripture till faith rises in you. When you locate the scripture, meditate. Do what? On that scripture you have located. Don't just get a scripture and begin to make settle down. Meditation can be compared to incubation in agriculture. Meditate on what? Until faith is built. Until faith is what? Now in 1 Timothy 4:15, it says, meditate upon these things and give thyself wholly unto them, that thy profiting may appear to all. 1 Timothy 4:15. You sit with the word. Are you hearing me? And then the word will jump into your system all of a sudden, and then it becomes life and real to you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you hearing me? So don't just speak word and sit with it, and the word becomes what? Real. Are you getting me? You stay with it. You stay with it. You stay with it. Now, let me give a biological association to meditation. When you eat food, the food has to digest before it can nourish your body. Two of us. Now, getting the word is eating. Digestion is meditation. So the word has to settle in your heart before you cannot produce it out. Does that make sense? Now, when you have meditated, then you go to the third point. You open your mouth in prayer. You open your mouth in what? Number three, open your mouth wide after meditation in prayer. Now, because faith is not finished until it is spoken. Faith is not what? I have faith, I've gotten the word. I have faith, I've meditated. Now, that faith which I have to declare it for God to confirm it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. He said, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is what? Written. I believed and therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Does that make sense now? Let me come practically. I get God's word. I want to use one alone so that I don't get people confused. I've gotten Isaiah 3:10, say to the righteous, shall be well with him. They shall eat the fruit of their doings. And Jesus said he went to a vineyard and in a marketplace, and some people were idle, And he began to look for them to be occupied. That means God hates idleness. Therefore, and I take that scripture and I sit with it. I get to a point where the scripture enters my heart and I get up. I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree now a miracle job. Look for me. I will not be idle any longer. I've spoken what I have seen. And I declared, and anywhere I step for a job, they'll give it to me. Am I coming with you? Because I believe it. I've meditated it. Now I declared a miracle job. How many get what I'm saying here? Glory to God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, number four, which is the last one. After I speak it, it's not enough to speak, because after many people pray, they still come back. They say, I'm not sure. That's the part I really want to teach now. Believe it is done. Number four. Believe it is what? Turn with me to Mark 11:24. Everybody open. Because that scripture is the key scripture. The three steps, you know them. But the teaching is more on Mark 11:24. Everybody open. I want to bring something out. Mark 11:24. Believe it is what? Done. Open to Mark 11:24. That's the key scripture for today's teaching. Shall we read together collectively? Want to go? Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Take it gently. Hold it. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, your expectation. Is that clear? When you pray, believe that you receive them first before you have them. That look not natural. Listen carefully. Let me explain something. The Amplified, put it this way. See, he had Amplified. Don't close that scripture. For this reason, I am telling you, that's Amplified, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. This is what God said, that if you pray for anything, believe that the moment you pray, God has answered before you can see it. I'm not understanding simple language. When I pray for anything, if the prayer of faith must work, I don't have to see it before I know God has answered. I have to know that He has answered before I can see it. If I don't have faith that God has answered, I will not see it. But the moment I have faith and I pray and I say, God, I know you have answered, then I will see it. I wouldn't have that thing I prayed for. I mean, understand what God say here. Believe that you are what? Receive answers to your prayers even before you see any physical manifestation. You know why? Everything you and me need has been given to us in the spiritual realm. We already have them in Christ Jesus. Now hear this. He said he had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Ephesians 1:3. God is not going to bless you. No. God had blessed you. I come again. God is not going to give you children now. He had blessed us already with children. God is not going to give you job now. He has given us job already. God is not going to heal you now. He had healed you already. They are already done in the spiritual realm. Ephesians 1:3. But my faith is what will bring the spiritual into the physical. And how do I get it? I should believe that it is done as I pray, and then I will have it. I'll give you a typical illustration of what I am trying to teach from the Bible, of a man who demonstrated this scripture. Turn to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20. I want to give you an example of what I mean by the prayer of what? Faith. Acts 20. Acts 20. Are you there? Now, that 9 to 12, look at that scripture. You will see the example of what I'm trying to teach. Are you there? And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, you know that kind of preaching Paul preached? is sunk down with sleep, take note, and fell down from the third loft, that means it was the third floor, and was taken up dead. The young man was sleeping, the way some of you sleep. And Paul preached, so the young man from that third floor fell down and died. And Paul went down, look at the scripture, and fell on him and embraced him and said, trouble not yourself, for his life is in him. Who was this? He was talking about the young man. He saw everybody gather and say, oh, this young man has died. He said, his life is in him. But look at the next verse carefully. That's where you know faith has a role. When he therefore was come up, who is that? Paul. And had broken bread. That means after he broke his fast. And eating, he talked a long while, even till break of day. So he departed. That means from the evening he prayed for him till morning, the young man was still looking lifeless. Hello. And they brought the young man alive, and we are not little comforted. Do you understand the Bible? After Paul prayed for him, he didn't get up. He prayed for him, he fell this evening. It was the following morning, they took him alive. You know how many people will go and be looking at his eyes like this? If many of you today pray like that, every second you go back and say, this guy has not woken up. Paul prayed and knew that God has answered and didn't bother himself again. That's the prayer of faith. You don't see before you believe. You believe that what you have prayed for, God has answered, so you are relaxed. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Idiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Botswana. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.